When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well, Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big beat is out of you and me. Elvis is everywhere, man. He's in everything. He's in everybody. Elvis is in your jeans. He's in your cheeseburgers. Elvis is in Nutty Buddies. Elvis is in your mom. He's in everybody. He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got Elvis in them too. Elvis is in everybody out there. Everybody's got Elvis in them. Everybody except one person, that is. Yeah, one person. The evil opposite of Elvis. The anti-Elvis. Auntie Elvis got no Elvis in him, let me tell ya. Michael J. Fox has no Elvis in him. Yeah, and Elvis is in Joan Rivers, but he's trying to get out, man. He's trying to get out. Listen up, Joanie, baby. Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king. Phenomenon out there in the world. A lot of things people say, what the heck's going on? Let me tell ya. Who built the pyramids?
Elvis!
Who built Stonehenge?
Elvis!
Yeah, man, you see guys walking down the street pushing shopping carts, and they think they're talking to Allah. They're talking to themselves, man. No, they're talking to
Elvis! Elvis! Elvis!
You know what's going on that Bermuda Triangle? Down the Bermuda Triangle.
Elvis needs boats. Elvis needs boats. Elvis, 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 Elvis needs boats.
Ah, the sailing Elvis. Captain Elvis. Commodore Elvis it is.
Yeah, man. You know, people from outer space. People from outer space, they come up to me. They don't look like Dr. Spock. They don't look like Klingons, all that Star Trek jive. They look like Elvis.
Elvis.
Everybody in outer space looks like Elvis, because Elvis is a perfect being. We're all moving in perfect peace and harmony towards Elvisness. Soon all will become Elvis. Everything, everywhere will be Elvis. Why do you think they call it evolution anyway? It's really Elvis-lution. Elvis-lution.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of Elvis inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up. Say, Elvis, heal me. Save me, Elvis. Make me be born again in the perfect Elvis light. That's right. You got that Elvis inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to sing. Everybody got to sing like the king.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like the king.
Uh-huh.
Get that leg going now.
Uh-huh.
And get your lip too.
Uh-huh.
Not no fool Billy Idol lip either.
Uh-huh.
Everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're rocking now.
Uh-huh.
Elvis is with us. He's
uh-huh.
with us and he's speaking to us. He says, peoples.
Uh-huh.
He says, peoples.
Uh-huh.
Everybody. Everybody gotta
uh-huh.
sing.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
Man, oh man, what I want you to see, that the big ease is out of you and me.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
Man, oh man, what I want you to see, that the big ease is out of you and me. Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Welcome to the newest, the greatest, the most spectacular show in entertainment history. Put your hands together for the Fabulous Feebles Variety Hour.
Show you some action.
A contortionist.
And more than this.
A hippopotamus.
Unconditionally guaranteed to send you.
When you make the feebles, make the feebles. We're not your average, ordinary people. Make the feebles, make the feebles.
And now...
And now, here's update correspondent David Spade with what's in and out in 1991. David.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. Let's get right to it. Maybe you'll agree, maybe you won't. Okay, in, Edward Scissorhands. Out, Edward Rockhands and Edward Paperhands. Out, telling people you don't watch TV. In, admitting you tape Charles in Charge. In, Lorne Michaels. Out, kissing up to your boss. In, I'm standing and I'm very mobile. Out, I've fallen and I can't get up. In, rock bands that perform original songs. Out, rock bands that have to remake old songs and destroy them because their brains are so clogged with bong resin from high school they can't think of an original creative thought. In, the United States of America. Out, Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Huh? That's right. In, sucking up to popular opinion for applause. Out, integrity. In, people that recognize me from this show, even though I've only been on twice. Out, people that think I'm Dana Carvey. Out, guys with large weenies. In, guys with little ones. Yeah. Seriously. In, Roseanne. In, Roseanne, Tom Arnold. Out, acid rain. Also out, acid wash jeans, almost as bad. In, palindromes. Out, radar. Okay, out, overestimating your audience's vocabulary. In, caca poo poo. Innie, belly button. Outie, belly button. Indoors, outside. Inferior, outgoing. In, blow it, out your ass. In, David Lynch. Out, Kevin Costner. I'm kidding. I do like Kevin Costner, but I act like I don't, so that makes me overly cool. Woohoo! In me, out you.
Thank you, David Spade. Good shot, man.
Step right up.
come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of the lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you. Some things I know will chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. But now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we lay in love together, and Lord knows we had a good thing going here. See her picture on the table. Don't it look like she'd be able just to touch me and say, good morning, dear. There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. As you leave, you'll see the nursery. Oh, she left me without mercy, taking nothing but her baby and my heart. Step right up, come on in.
Goldilocks and his two bears, huh? What are you guys out doing some more of your daring good deeds, are you?
That's very funny, Indian.
Move out, Indian. This doesn't concern you.
I guess it doesn't, but the young lady there seems awfully concerned.
What the hell's the matter with you, man? Don't you hear good?
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
Don't do what, dude?
Look, I'm asking you nice now. Please, don't do that.
How about a pretty please on your knees?
No. On your knees.
Yeah. Okay, Jim, here they go. As I said, they're taking some of the longest steps in their career right now. And you're seeing it live here on this Thanksgiving, Starrcade 87. And both beautiful Bobby and Sweet Stan high above the ring. And Ricky Martin is hurt, and he's still on the canvas. You gotta know that Jim Cornette had this one planned, I think, all along to separate Ricky and Robert, and look at the results. That scaffold is not a smooth surface by any means. These scaffolds are designed to keep you up there. So there's a surface. Here comes Bubba. Ricky Martin. Ricky Bubba over the scaffold. He's got the rocket. He's got it. There you see Cornette and Bubba still down on the mat. Ricky Martin like he's sweating flies. Over 20 feet above the ring. Boom! That steel platform.
7079. Bring the 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 7. Two puffs for the lady who be down for that. Whatever, together, bring your own stash of the greatest. Trade it, roll a dub, burn a dub, cough a dub, taste it. Then watch us chase it, with a handful of pills, no chases. Jaw clenching on some supersized papers. She bad in a headband, escaping, the van is a wonderland. And it's 6:30, read skies cause time don't exist. And when the stars shine back to the crib, superstar lines back at the crib. We could test out the tables. We got some brand new tables. All glass and it's 4 feet wide. But it's a must to get us 10 feet high. She give me sex in a handbag. I get her wetter than a wet net. And no closed doors. So I listen to her moans echo. I heard he do drugs now. You heard wrong, I've been on it for a minute. We just never act a fool, that's just how we fucking live it. And when we act a fool, it's probably cause we mixed it. Yeah, I'm always on that okie dokie. Them white boys know the deal, ain't no fucking phony. Big O know the deal, he the one who show me. Watch me ride his fucking beat like he fucking told me. Is that your girl? What's a fucking story? She kinda bad, but she riding like a fucking pony. Lock her down on her man, be her fucking story. Yeah, I'm talking about you, man, get to know me. Ain't no offense, though, I promise you. If you a real man, dude, you gon' side the truth. But I'm a nice dude, with some nice dreams. And we could turn this to a nightmare, Elm Street. La la la, la 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. La la la, la 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. 707 now. La 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 la. So gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. La 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 la. So gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. 707 now. 707.
And the top of the heap, there's Ronald Reagan with that look in his eyes like they're gonna put swinging doors in Congress. He's gonna come through next time like. I'm back and I'm pissed off. Don't you see? He's got that look. Here's a man in the presidential debate that referred to defense spending and uniforms as costumes. No, no, no. So, in other words, a war to him is the big film. Here's a man who said, "What would this country be without this great land of ours?" What? Wait a minute. Excuse me, Mr. Reagan. Sir, excuse me, sir. In the dictionary under redundant, it says see redundant.
Well, you could say that again.
Don't you see that look in his eyes? He's not dealing with the real world anymore. Don't you see? He's got that look like everything is a movie. He's talking to Congress. They're talking about Central America. But it's not Congress anymore. It's the old actor's home to him. All of a sudden, Tip O'Neill is up there, but Tip's face starts to melt. And all of a sudden, he becomes the Duke, going, "Well, forget these pissants. Let's get out of Nicaragua, kick some ass, come on." And you can see Ron get that look in his eyes like, "Well, I'll get the ponies, we'll saddle them up. Come on, we've got them ready right now." And then there's Caspar Weinberger, the world's whitest human being, standing behind him, looking a lot like Bela Lugosi. See, he stands there. "We can't do it during the day." He's gone. Then there's Schultz and Bush, kind of like Stan and Ollie. "Now you've done it. We've overbalanced the budget." There you go. Don't you see? And all of a sudden, Teddy Kennedy stands up, but it's not Teddy Kennedy anymore, Ron. All of a sudden, he turns into Mr. Deeds. It's Jimmy Stewart going, God damn it, Mr. President. You can't do this without the will of the people. Ron gets scared. He gets that look in his eyes. The eyebrows start spinning around. He starts thinking about Star Wars, goes back to his room, puts on a black robe, and suddenly, he's Obi-Wan Kenobi. Standing there, Nancy has two Danishes strapped to her head going, help me, Obi-Wan. Help me, Obi-Wan. There's Henry Kissinger as Yoda.
Must now, cannot see, understanding that I be here for you. I will show you now, Nicaragua, Cambodia, Nicaragua, Cambodia. Must later understand.
No. Don't you see when you look at Reagan? He was Disney's last wish. Don't you see that? Just before Disney died, he went, make a president. And all the cartoon characters went, yeah, you heard what he said. Come on, everybody. Goofy, you'll be Secretary of the Interior.
Oh, who?
Come on. He's got that look. There it is. The way he moves. Strange though. Don't you see the way he moves? It's like the Lincoln exhibit at Disneyland, don't you see? When he gets up, it's like, I just want you to know that, I'll be right with the question for, You expect to see Jim Henson behind a curtain going, you moved him too far! Move his arms! I want you to know the budget's balanced now. Won't you see one day he's going to break down in the middle of a press conference? It'll be, well, I... You have to go now. Mr. President, we have to go.
Well, we'll be right back, everybody.
No. Basically, it's summit time again. A summit. A summit is a strange thing where they talk about nuclear arms. They're talking about partial nuclear disarmament. This is also like talking about partial circumcision. A strange thing. You either go all the way or fucking forget it, you know what I'm saying?
And they go to Geneva where you sit down, eat a few chocolates, buy a few watches,
and they, hey, fuck it, we can't do anything, I'm out of here, okay?
No, man, you on the summit, meaning you go to Jimmy's clam bar down in the village and you say, sit the fuck down.
You get over there, you sit down with a couple of guys with a middle name V, you know, like Johnny the Fish, Jimmy the Squirrel, you come over here, you know? Hey, Mr. Reagan, let me get you some clams, okay? Ron, Gorbachev, what's this? A map of Albania? Wipe that shit off. Okay, come over here. Over here. Two of you, sit down. What are you doing over here? Come here, what is this? What is your hair from? Big boy? Come over here, sit down. Let me get you. Gorbachev, you want some red wine? Let me guess. Yeah, you're there. Come over here. Two of you, you work this shit out or you wake up in the trunk of a car, you know what I'm saying? We gotta divide it up. Gorbachev, you start off. Reagan, you listen and stop doing this shit. Okay, Gorbachev, you start off.
Okay, all I want is maybe a little bit of Western Europe, nude 3D picture Brooke Shields. Because the eyebrows remind me of Brezhnev, okay? Reagan?
Well, I...
The fuck are you, a Muppet?
No, I think I should show you who I really am.
It's me, I'm back again. I told you I'd be back. It's Halloween part 5! Jason's back and he's pissed off! I've got the tapes now and no one's fucking with me again! And Richard Nixon on the cover of Newsweek is like John Hinckley on the cover of Guns and Ammo. Not a good idea. He's back! Whoa. And it won't even be them that blows the tits off the world, no!
can at that age. The master of a large plantation just south of New Orleans. I had lost my wife and child.
Somebody changed my shorts.
She and the infant had been buried less than half a year.
It's good stuff.
I would have been happy to join them.
Good stuff. I assume I need no introduction. I feel better already.
Most of all, I longed for death. I invited it. A release from the pain of living.
Oh, Louis.
Open to anything.
Still whining, Louis. Have you heard enough?
But it was
I've had to listen to that for centuries. Don't be afraid. I'm going to give you the choice. Never had.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year, storing many men's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had a moment of doubt.
Dream when I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. And I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
We are the ones! 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 We are the ones!
got some rockets.
Yeah, we just have a chat.
We've got some alarms.
Come on!
was going to win the Royal Rumble, and you did, Hulk Hogan.
Well, you know, Mean Gene, when I told you it was time for me and all my Hulkamaniacs to unite, brother, that's exactly what we did. And everybody knows what I stand for, the training, the prayers, and the vitamins. But the thing that got me through the Royal Rumble, little dude, is what I was standing behind, man. And I was standing behind all the men and women in the Persian Gulf that are putting their lives on the line in fighting for our freedom, brother. The Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, they're the real champions, brother. And as far as I'm concerned, they're the winners of the Royal Rumble and everything else that's going down because they brought me through it. They brought all my Hulkamaniacs to the top. Each and every time I was getting kicked and cheap-shotted, I just thought about the brothers fighting for our freedom in the Persian Gulf. That's what brought me through the Royal Rumble, Mean Gene.
You know, Hulk Hogan, earlier on, I spoke with the new World Wrestling Federation champion, Sergeant Slaughter. He contends he's not only the new champion, but he's our new leader.
Yeah, I bet you did talk to him, little man. And I'd like to have a talk with him myself about this close and straighten him out. And as far as him being the leader of me and all my little teeny Hulkamaniacs, there's no way we would ever follow him as our leader. He's leading a reign of terror across the WWF. And as far as we're concerned, Sergeant Slaughter, your reign as the WWF champion is just going to be like Saddam Hussein's reign over Kuwait. It's going to be only temporary, brother. So what you going to do when the largest arms in the world, Hulkamania, and the red, white, and the blue run wild over you?
Katie Casey was baseball mad. She had the fever and she had it bad. Just to root for the hometown crew, every cent that Katie spent. On one Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Katie Casey saw all the games, knew all the players by their first names, told the umpire he was wrong all along, and she was strong. When the score was 2-2, Katie Casey, she had the clue to cheer on the boy. She knew just what to do. She made everyone sing the song. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I do not care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Isn't she pretty?
She's scaring me.
Wishing to left you, left you. But now that don't mean step two, step two, step two, step two, step two, step two, step two. Think it, think it. a long time. We shouldn't have left you, without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two, step, step two.
To me, what would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off, or would you stay up? Oh,
don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again and try again.
To me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be. Could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh,
don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again. All away. I might be shy on the first day. What about the next day? I said you don't wanna throw it all away. You're bugging on the first day. What about the next day?
Step two, step two.